Good morning. 194 is home of the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy K in the 194 Morning Playhouse. So something called buddy moons are the new trend in honeymooning. So you know what a honeymoon is.
Okay, yes.
And that is when you and your new spouse go off and you have a little vacation together and spend some time enjoying the fact that you're newlyweds and getting busy in a hotel room in whatever city you went to. Well, a buddy moon usually works when, like, couples' friends go off and have their honeymoon together. So imagine, like, I'll use the characters from Friends because everybody knows Friends. If Ross and Rachel got married finally, and oh my goodness, we're so happy they're married, and the whole Friends gang went on vacation together on their honeymoon, that would be a buddy moon.
What's the point? The honeymoon is to spend it with just you and your significant other. Why are you getting other people involved now?
Some people are saying that they have so much fun with their friend group or their, like, couple friends that they'd actually enjoy that trip more. So, like, if instead of you going on your honeymoon all by yourself,
yeah,
with Steven, you brought, like, your sister and her guy and
that's
me and
no,
my wife,
why?
The boss and his wife. We can bring, Elliot from the night show. That'd be fun. Just bring E with us. That'd be a lot of a good time.
Well, it does sound like it would be a fun time. I think that's a different trip. That's just a vacation you're going on with a group of friends. I don't like that. Is it actually after they get married?
Yeah, like it's when the honeymoon would be. After you've gotten married, you're consummating your marriage, but you brought your friends along. Do you like the idea of the buddy moon?
What does that say about your significant other, that you have so much fun with your friends that they have to be there? You just can't have a trip with just your significant other?
I mean, it's not like you're not getting like a California king-size bed and all sleeping in the same room.
But it's also your honeymoon where you just got married and you're going to go travel and spend time just you two away. Plan a trip with your friends another time, not after the wedding. I get maybe if it was a destination wedding, and then after the wedding, your family and friends are still there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still kind of have to go off and do your own thing.
Really sets the stage, though, for your life together. Like, you can't enjoy each other without other people
yeah.
around. Wow. Romantic. Ooh, 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 ooh.